You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with, once again, Mr. Matt Pribonik, the creator and vice president of now five companies in Erie, Pennsylvania: iRock Fitness, Fitness U and Creative Learning, Child Care, also Iron Oxygen Fitness, and Level Red Boxing. His companies have sprouted from a 3,000-square-foot plaza startup on the back of the economic fallout of 2008 to a bustling 60,000-square-foot multi-company operation and two new companies of 5,000 members plus. Currently, all five companies employ over 200 people. You certainly got it going on, and Matt, we really are pleased to have you back with us here on the program.
Oh, thanks a lot, Eric. Last time I was on, was it just a bit more than a year ago? I think it feels like it was less than a year ago, but we had talked about the three companies and some things about the economy and just basically what you got to do to get business to work. So I'm super pumped to be on the show, kind of share my struggles, successes, things like that we've got going on in the fitness industry.
Yeah, it sounds good, and looking forward to hearing all about it. And yeah, I think actually it's been right at a year since the last time you were with us, and obviously a lot has transpired in the last year for you. So to kick things off today, tell us, what are some similarities in the fitness industry to other businesses in America?
Well, that's a really good question. If you would have asked me when I had a very small fitness company, it would have been hard for me to kind of answer that question. But we acquired a large 25-year-old racket club, and we injected a circuit training business into it and did a lot of construction. And we went from four employees to, 150 employees. So what I've been able to realize about the fitness and wellness, spa, whatever it may be, industry that we're in, is we have accountants in-house and out-of-house. We have general contractors who do our construction. We've got employees. We've got salespeople. I've got advertising. I've got college grads working for me. We have high school dropouts. We have high school grads. We've got, we have 17-year-olds. So I think that this industry with fitness, gym services, and things like that, it's very unique because we operate the same way a manufacturer operates. You have to sell your product. You have to be good at building a product. You have to be good at servicing people. So the industry, the better professional you are, the more you look at your business and fitness the same way somebody who makes, valves and pumps for, GE locomotives and things like that. If you look at it that way, it's extremely similar. The pressure is exactly the same, and you got to be really, really good at what you do.
Matt, how much motivation, study, and continuing education is required to have an edge?
Well, from what I've been involved with, I'm a year and a half college dropout. I had a very, very bad GPA in high school. School did not thrill me, nor was I good at sitting for any amount of time or focusing on subjects I wasn't interested in. But I will say this, through learning the hard way and also re-educating myself on some topics that I skills that I was going to need, when you're in a negotiation or when someone's presenting an opportunity to you, it's very, very nice to be the smartest guy in the room, at least on a subject, preferably the subject that you're majoring in your business. Now, that goes whether you're a business owner or whether you work for a company. You really have to attain skills as an adult through educational avenues, whether that's going to, a trade, continuing education for a trade that you major in, or if it's listening to speakers or paying for conferences. You need to get better at what you do. You need to know about what you're doing in and out so you can make the right decisions. And daily motivation is so important. Having a mentor locally, somebody that you talk to or somebody that you look up to, or finding somebody, online, who you look at as your mentor for motivation. Motivation is not something you can just always create yourself. Sometimes you got to hear and listen to what somebody else is doing and the way they look at things that will really help to motivate you. But I'm talking like 2 hours a day. I think it's important to spend on new education and motivation for yourself so you can really, really thrive in the marketplace.
Also, how do you know if making a move in your business is right and if it's the right timing?
This is a question that I get a lot. I live in a college town. I get interviewed by so many kids coming out of college and interns and even high schoolers. Now, we also have a lot of business owners, younger business owners coming to us for advice. And making decisions and making moves in your life right now, what you're doing, everything seems like a big deal. What may not seem to a big deal to somebody else is a really big deal to you. And I'd have to say that when you have an idea and the idea bugs you more than twice, if you get hit with an idea and it keeps popping in your head three times or more, it's probably something that you should evaluate and try to do. If you have an idea, it doesn't really resonate with you, you only think about it once, you kind of forget about it, may not really be your heartbeat. But if you just can't get something out of your head, that's when you really want to move in an idea. Now, when you have a business and you want to move to the next level in your business and it requires a little bit of a leap of faith or a step forward, I think what's important to do when you're going to scale is make sure that you evaluate yourself to make sure that you have put in systems in place that makes you a good, well-operating machine so you can have more people work for you and you not have to do everything yourself. But you get to the point where if you have an opportunity to grow, you ought to really be serious about it and more often than not take that opportunity. I'd say growing just for the sake of growing so you can look good and seem established and people regard you as successful is probably the wrong reason why you would want to grow. But making that move, it's something it's in your heart, but it is also it should be based on fact as well. And you should use good people around you who know a lot about business and accounting and things like that to move forward. But it's definitely a feeling. It's definitely it's something that's inside of you. If you know that it's time, sometimes you just have to burn the ships and do it.
Really some great advice right there today. We are joined by, once again, Mr. Matt Probonik, the creator and vice president of now 5 companies in Erie, Pennsylvania, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Matt, why is it dangerous to think small when it comes to your business in our current economy?
That's an awesome question, and especially that question is a big part of knowing when you have got to move up in your business or make a decision, because it's always difficult to achieve and maintain a level of success when you just stay the same size. It is so important to get into the position in your businesses where you can have multiple streams of earning potential, multiple streams of revenue in your businesses. And more often than not, that requires space. It requires hiring somebody else. It requires stepping into a new product line that gives you an opportunity for another stream of revenue. Small companies that specialize in one thing and stay that way, they don't have a very bright future, because you're depending on the market to stay the way it is right now. And what we from all of our human experiences as long as we've been alive would understand and look at the world over the last 25, 30, 40, 50 years and go, hey, this thing changes. Like, stuff doesn't just stay the same. If your business does bookbinding, you might be feeling it right now. You know, people are using their Kindles and stuff like that. Maybe you should get into something more digital. Growing up, staying smart, and thinking big is it's very important if you want to stay in business, if you want to thrive, if you want to if you want to have a bright future. It's so important to think about the next step. It's so important to have belief in yourself and confidence that, yes, you can operate at a bigger level.
You got that right, and another bit of great advice right there. Now, what do businesses need to do different now compared to 10, even 5 years ago to thrive?
I have to say one of the things that I – number one, the number one thing that you need to do now more than ever, and maybe I've never heard this from anywhere else before, is – I haven't heard this from any of my mentors. This is something that I believe in, something that I know. You need to answer your phone. You need to communicate, and there is no turnoff. If your customers need something from you – you give it to them whenever they ask for it. And some people may disagree with me on that. Some people may say, no, Matt, you know, I turn it off at 5 p.m. That's family time and it's important. I'm sorry to say that you need to create a culture starting with you that trickles down to your employees, that we communicate with our customers when they call us. We do not miss calls. We do not communicate. We do not wait more than 4 minutes to return a call. Communication is hugely important because we're in an era where everybody knows that your phone is in your pocket. Everybody knows that you're looking at your phone. Everyone holds their phone during the Super Bowl at night. They sleep with their phone. When they're playing with their kids, their phone is on the floor. My daughter plays with my phone. I know it's so fundamental. People would think that I would say, oh, you need to advertise this. You need to spend this much money in advertising. You need to do that. You need to do this. It's the phone. You need to be on it. You need to be communicating with your customers. You need to be advertising on it more than you probably already are. If you're spending $5,000 a month in billboards or if you're spending $5,000 a month in mass email, why shouldn't Facebook and Google targeting get $5,000? This new generation is extremely phone-driven. It's video-driven. When a customer buys from you, you should take a video of yourself saying thank you and text it to them. They love that. These are all things that if you're trying to be a private person and a business owner or in business, it's not going to work out very well for you. It's very, very important to have a massive level of communication with your customers, and there's just no way around that. And that scares a lot of people. A lot of people think that the 9-to-5 is still alive. It's not. You are on the clock all the time. You can't shut it off. We're talking about the fitness business now. You know, my gym is open from 5 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And we've got a bunch of them. And when someone asks me a question, I'm the owner of the company. If they Facebook ask me a question, I'm answering that sucker. I don't let anything go. And we're growing. That's the ticket. Massive levels of communication. Be good at what you're doing. Be about what you're doing. And if you're not about what you're doing, get out. Find that thing that really makes your, you know, baby jump, you know. But that is really a big part of the reason why I was excited about coming on the show today is I wanted to really capitalize on that. It is so hard for me and my company and people in my company to find vendors who are really good at being a vendor. It's so hard for us to find good people. We want to buy products a lot of time, and I've called companies and they don't even return your phone call. They don't, you know what I mean? It's crazy in this world where everyone complains about not having enough. There's so many companies out there who expect people just to walk through the door anymore. That's not the type of economy we're living in. You got to go out and get them. You got to be on your phone. You got to be about your customer.
Well, you're certainly doing something right, running 5 companies and employing over 200 people in your community. Congratulations goes out to you, all the success that you're experiencing, and for all the great advice shared here today. Where can listeners connect with you online, and how could they be or get more information on your companies?
If you're in business or if you're in fitness and you have questions, I know how hard it is finding somebody in the business, somebody who owns some stuff, somebody who has a lot of. Currently, I have over 10,000 members that are members at all of our clubs. I own some different types of businesses. And if you have questions, you can definitely email me at matt@irockfitnesserie.com. matt@irockfitnesserie.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook. That's Matt Probonic on Facebook. And any of my companies, please visit my company links and just message us. I'd be happy to have a phone conversation with you, help you out, be friends. You know, and for years to come, you never know what's going to happen. I've met some great people over the past, 5 to 10 years, and I'd love to be somebody that you could trust for advice and information and stuff like that. But yeah, please message me and check my companies out. Our new company, Level Red Boxing, is an extraordinary business. It's boxing fitness. And I'd really, really love you guys to let me know what you think about that.
Matt, continued success, and certainly appreciate your time and joining us once again on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Matt Probonik, the creator and vice president of five companies in Erie, Pennsylvania: iRock Fitness, Fitness U, Creative Learning Child Care, Iron Oxygen Fitness, and Level Red Boxing. And for more information, visit iRockFitnessErie.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience, and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.